Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. You know, folks, one of the things that's been, and by the way, it's just you and me, this segment and the next segment. I want to talk about your relationship with your bank and your ability to get a loan from your bank if you need a loan from the bank. We've just come through a time in the marketplace, in my career, unlike anything I've ever seen before. The financial meltdown, the financial crisis that we've gone through in the last 24 months or so has been unique in my career. And the pressure that's been put on the national banking system, all the big banks and most of the little banks, is unprecedented, at least in since the Great Depression. And so it's been a tough time. And a lot of small business owners, you know, a lot of people have complained that you've heard a lot of politicians complaining that small business owners can't get loans from banks. Well, that's partially true. There are a lot of banks who would not make loans to anybody, let alone a small business. But there also were some banks who never stopped making loans to banks. I mean, loans to small business owners. And those were primarily independent community banks. You've heard me talk about that many times before. But there's another issue in the middle of all this, and that is the fact that most small business owners that I know and that my bank contacts know were not looking for loans. They were deleveraging. They were trying to do without debt, without borrowing money. The economy was off, sales were off, and so they didn't need money to fund growth because they weren't growing. But there were some people who were trying to get loans and they weren't able to because they weren't credit worthy, or they went to the wrong banks, or whatever the issue was. But now things are starting to change, and so now the economy is recovering. It does look like we are in a recovery, and that the recovery is going to sustain itself. Yes, there are still some things out there that could go bump in the night, but basically I think we're on the road to recovery. And so based on that, you're going to need, as you grow your business, you're going to need capital. You're going to need growth capital. You're going to need to be able to get money from somewhere to fund that growth. The receivables, the inventory, the new payroll that you're going to bring on board, the whatever technology you're going to have to buy to take advantage of the new opportunities. And for small business owners, that growth capital, 9 times out of 10, comes from a bank. So what I want to do this in this segment, in the next segment, is talk about how to get a bank loan, some things that you need to do to get a bank loan. And there are 6 main elements that I want you to think about. And that as you prepare to talk to your banker, here they are. Who makes the loan decision? What information does that person need? Does the bank need? What motivates them? What is it that motivates that bank to make a loan? And then the other 3 are are they motivated? And what do you have to do? And what information do they need? So those are the 6 areas that I'm going to be talking about. And the first one is who makes the loan decision. Now, you have the right to ask who's going to make the decision on your loan. Can your loan officer, the person you're in front of, you're sitting right in front of, can that person make the loan decision? Or would it have to go to a local loan committee or somewhere else? There are 3 different places that your loan could be decided. And the person sitting in front, depending on the size of the loan and depending on who you're in front of, what their loan limit, they have a loan limit. Every loan officer has a loan limit. Might be 5,000, it might be 500,000. Well, probably not that much, but might be 5,000, might be 50,000. And so the person in front of you has a loan limit. Sometime in the conversation, they probably will say to you what their loan limit is. Pay attention to that. And if what you're asking for is more than their loan limit, then you have to realize that it's going to go at least to the local committee. Now, the local committee is made up of officers in the bank, and depending on what kind of a bank it is, maybe members of the board who are part of the loan committee. So let's say you want to borrow $10,000. Your loan officer may be able to loan you that money without going anywhere else. Just they do a credit check, you know, et cetera, and then they make the decision. If it's $50,000, let's say, then that might have to go to the local loan committee. Now, some banks, some of the larger banks, move that out of the area. They'll move it to a central area where all loans are considered of any size, and also they will also run through something called a credit score. They'll credit score your package, your loan, your circumstances, your credit reporting, credit record, et cetera, et cetera. They'll take all those things into consideration, but you need to know who decides, because the more involved the decision is, the longer it's going to take for you to get the loan. If it's a loan officer, they can make the decision maybe in a day or so. If it's the committee, that might be next week. If it's out of the area into the corporate headquarters, the bank headquarters somewhere else, then that could take longer. So you need to know about that. What do they need? That's the next thing. Your banker will ask for personal and business financial statements. Make sure you get them whatever they need. They might accept your last year's business numbers, your last year's business financial statements, but they could also ask for an interim report. If it's the middle of the year, they may say, I'd like to have last year's financial statements, but also, what have you done so far? How is your business going so far? You may have to give them an interim report. So depending on the size of your request and what you're using the money for, they might ask you for a business plan. So you might have to be prepared for that. And if the loan's for a real estate, you'll have to get an appraisal. That's going to have to be part of the deal. So those are just a few of the things that you're going to have to be prepared to check on when you're getting a bank loan. We'll come back after these messages. I'm going to talk about a few others. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Check it out when you get a chance. Lots of good stuff there. It will help you with your small business. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. I'm talking about, it's just you and me, this segment and last segment. I'm talking about getting a bank loan. I'm talking about the six main areas that you need to pay attention to when you're trying to get a bank loan, when you're talking to your banker. First is who makes the decision. We talked about that in this last segment. Next is what do they want? We talked about that. What kind of information do they need? Make sure you get them what they want. The third thing is, how do they want that information? The fourth thing is, what motivates them? The fifth is, how motivated are they? And the sixth is, what do you have to do? Now, we talked a minute ago about what do they need, making sure you get them the information they need. You need to ask them, what do you need? What information do you need from me in order for me to make sure I have the maximum opportunity to get this bank loan, Mr. Banker, Ms. Banker, what do you need from me? And they'll tell you. When they tell you, write it down. Don't try to remember it. Write it down and go over it with them. Make sure that they know that you know what they want, and then get them that. Now, how do they want it? How would they like this information? Will they allow you to email them the statements? Do they want it in written? Do they want you to hand deliver it to them? You know, what form do you want it in? You've got a lot of different ways of delivering information these days. Ask them, would you like for me to email this to you? Would you like for me to hand deliver it? Do you want it on paper? You want it electronically? Ask them for that information, and they'll tell you. Because if you've got, it may depend upon the age of the loan officer. If you're talking to, a loan officer that's about to become retired, you know, he or she might not like email. They might want it in paper. You got to find out what they want. And make sure, here's what you got to remember. Your loan officer may or may not work really hard themselves to get this loan. You may have to do some of the work for them. So make sure you know what they want and get it for them. All right, that's the first three. Who decides? What do they need? How do they want it? Here's the next three. What motivates them? All banks need loans, but all banks don't need the same kinds of loans. Some banks will make working capital loans, some won't. All banks, like most banks, like real estate loans, but some like certain kinds of loans, and some like other kinds of loans. You need to find out if what the kind of loan that you're asking for is the kind of loan that this bank likes to make. And you can find that out by talking to your banker. When you, as you're talking to your banker, you're going to get some kind. You'll see furrowed brows, or you'll see smiles, or whatever. Take a cue from their body language, from what they tell you. Get an idea about whether what you're asking for, the loan that you're asking for, if it's the kind of thing that they like to do. And if they don't give you any indication, ask them. Listen, folks, this is a relationship that you've got with your banker. It's okay to ask them anything about the loan, your loan package, and that sort of thing. Which brings us to, are they motivated? You can tell how motivated a bank is by how helpful the loan officer is. The excitement, any excitement that they may have is not going to guarantee you a loan, but it is going to tell you whether they're motivated or not. And if they act like their loan officer is kind of getting into what you're offering them and they're sounding positive, then that's a good thing. That's a good motivation. If you're not seeing that, then maybe your package is not in very good shape. Maybe the bank is not making loans. Maybe they're entertaining you. They're taking your time, but they're not really making that many loans. You need to pay attention to these things, because if you need the money and you don't notice that your banker may not be motivated, or this particular bank may not be motivated, then you're just wasting time. So see if you can get an indication about how motivated your bank is, and find a way, if they don't tell you, find a way to ask. Now, here's another way to do this. Hedge your bets. Don't make a loan proposal to just one bank. Try to make sure that you go to at least, if you're not confident of getting the loan, go to more than one bank. And I recommend that at least one of your proposals go to an independent community bank. You make a large regional or a national bank, that's fine, but make sure that you hedge your bets by taking your loan to more than one bank, and don't wait till you've been turned down by one bank to go to the other bank. Do them simultaneously, because the worst thing in the world won't be that you get approved by two banks. Okay, the last thing, what do you have to do? Bankers love field trips. If you're looking at a piece of real estate, if you're looking at a piece of equipment, if you're thinking about expanding your offices, whatever, invite your banker to your business. Ask them to come walk around. You'd be amazed at how much your chances of getting the loan will be improved if you let your banker come to your office, go to where you're thinking about making a loan, go look at a piece of equipment, whatever you're thinking about, a truck, whatever it may be. Get your banker involved. Let them see it. Let them touch it. Believe it or not, this will help you with your banker. They like getting involved. Make your banker your business's best friend. Make your banker your partner in the growth of your business. And if you'll pay attention to these things I've been talking about, then I think you'll have a lot greater chance of getting a bank loan. Just something to think about. Quickly, who makes the loan decision? What information do they need? What motivates them? And then, are they motivated? What do you have to do? Those are some of the key things that you want to pay attention to when you're getting a bank loan. 29 after, I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. I'll be right back. She was a thief, baby, on a hard day's night. She was hanging on John.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.